Hello and happy new moon day. Welcome to Luna Aroma, a series centered around lunar seasonal observations, celebrated with poetry and a guided aromatic encounter with an essential oil or a blend of oils I feel resonate with the current moon time we're in. Now we find ourselves amidst thunder moon time, buck moon time, raspberry moon time, where we may find sweetness through and among the thorns, through adversity, with the discernment of thunder and lightning. Through that discernment, we obtain the sweet fruits of life, the raspberries, which, by the way, they've been really delicious this year. It's been a favorable raspberry time here in the New York metro area. Have they been just as sweet by you? And before I even go into the more planned writing I had for this, I just have to share that on this Sunday, the dark moon day before the new moon, we are experiencing some heavy rain. There's a tornado warning. I'm watching the heavy downpour right now when we're waiting for thunder and lightning storms through the day. So right now the rain is pounding, and this is what happens this time of year. So as I was just saying, living on the East Coast of North America in the New York City and Long Island Sound areas, we get thunder and lightning storms this time of year without fail. This whole general area, we get them. I remember the Hudson Valley of New York where I grew up. You'd get these kind of crazy storms occasionally that were incredibly exciting to me as a child, at least. So there's no surprises here. Weather is weather. We just have to adapt. So this is a time of adversity, like most times of year, but this is unique in that it's thunder moon time. This is a time of marked change and transformation when we think of thunder and lightning. And in this moon time, from new moon to full moon, and we're at the end of the thunder moon time, but still heavy in the thick of it, we're entering, and already there, a saturation of sorts. These hot days, humid days, especially in the Atlantic here, rains, thunder showers, when clouds become saturated and really dense, and you could just see them looming. I could just often, when I look across Long Island Sound, you'll often see it like raining in Connecticut, and you can see that the rain by the way the air looks. And on a, I guess it's bittersweet note, but not, because it's just part of life. We're transitioning into shorter days now. Ever so slowly, but inevitably, the light is shifting towards darkness yet again. If you want to get all metaphorical, which is fun to do, we are reaching midlife. Midlife. In the wheel of the year, maturity, and further in August, we'll explore that. And I don't know about you, since I was a child, I noticed how much shorter the days already seemed come mid-July. And I always found that a bit sad, like summer was already over. But this is still a time to celebrate and not get down about shorter days. This is life. This is the way it is. And as I've grown older and try to have a sense of awareness about myself, I know there is much beauty in maturation and maturity. And on that theme, when we look at the raspberries and the other gorgeous fruits, like the peaches are becoming more mature now, the stones, we're getting the more juicy peaches and nectarines now. The fruits are out. The fresh corn is out. That's always exciting. So we just see the flowers of spring are now bearing fruits and abundance, and abundance to share and enjoy and revel in and try to capture, right? For those of you who might can or jar or make preserves, it's an exciting time of year. I mean, what time of year isn't exciting? Each day is its own thing, right? Just like each of us, we're our own things. And to treasure that and notice how we're all different and try to communicate effectively, which I know can be really hard. That's a bit off my script there, but that's the way life goes, right? So we're approaching the middle of the year when several plants may start focusing on seed formation already, now that the fruits are formed. later in the summer, the bucks will shed the velvet from their antlers. Depending on where you live, you might be seeing this more. I definitely see the doe and the bucks out here when I'm lucky. So that's a sign of maturation, the maturity. And as always, you know, where do you live and what is happening by you? What is your moon time like right now? What are the animals, the insects, and the plants? What are they doing? What are the weather patterns by you? Maybe you're more prone to tornadoes. We're definitely in hurricane season. And, you know, what's that like? So I don't know about you, but I often feel antsy and restless this time of year, really staticky. I can't wait for it to be over. It's just not, doesn't agree with my constitution. I really am not a summer person, even though I love the plants. That's that double-edged sword. So things are different than when I was of school age. You know, back then it was a time of year to play with friends and basically live outside, and in that sense of naiveness, like just not having a care in the world and come home when it's dark, you know, that kind of thing. But regardless, there is always time to contemplate change, transformation, which is what thunder and lightning represent. That's the theme, right? Thunder moon time. This also, it signifies cutting through crap, cutting through bullshit. Lightning is discernment. It's wisdom. Thunder is the scattering and mutation of the initial transformation. But thunder moon time isn't the only moon time, as I was, you know, thinking about this. We know that every moon time has its wisdom. Day has its wisdom, night has its wisdom, earth's wisdom, seasonal wisdom, plant wisdom, all guided by the universe we call home. And we know that when we're in appreciation of it and notice and have the awareness, that moon phases help us notice and keep time. So on the theme of transformation, how do we take something, energy, an idea, an attitude, or behavior, and transmute it? It's hard. I know it is. How do we play with it? How do we play with that energy? Turn something that is seemingly static or too much or too little into something else. Usually that needs disruption. We need something disruptive, like lightning. Unfortunately, something like a crisis. Or maybe it's even a time of abundance. Just something. We need a sudden something of, oh, yeah, aha. And likely that has always been there the whole time, but really this is a perspective shift. And we might need a swift kick in the pants to have a change. And this is why thunder and lightning are really powerful physically, like literally and metaphorically. So when thinking of the aromatics for this seasonal time, I've gone a little deeper or layered than I have in the past. And initially, and I still am, we're led to the ketones, the chemical family of components found in several essential oils, that we look at the ketones to generalize, which isn't always fair, but it helps. They're dissolvers. And the chemical component camphor is a notable component. These are dangerous to work with. We have to be careful how much we use, because the ketones, not all of them, many of them can be neurotoxic, hepatotoxic, so it takes time for the body to process them. As a side note, this is why it's very beneficial to work with essential oils through smell and olfaction and not even thinking about putting them on the body. That's a whole other topic. But again, the ketones are a great example because they're wonderful to work with for, let's say, cutting through crap, dissolving. And some of the ketones, essential oils that have ketones, some can be dissolvers. Like think of Thuja, like, wow, totally dissolving, the camphor tree. And some, also Thuja and camphor can be reparative, but some are more gentle. Let's say you'll see some ketones in helichrysum. So this all depends on the bonding structure and the actual chemistry. So with that noted, that's the ketones we're thinking about this time of year. And I'm also drawn to the heating metabolic active oils with phenylpropanoids that nicely represent some phenylpropanoid components, such as laurel. And there's so much to be said about these, but we can say and talk and blah, 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 but to experience is important. So to come to a closure in this section, it was with change, we usually need heat. That's when some of these feisty phenylpropanoids can come in, like laurel. And from there, we can cook and dissolve and transform. And we can start to think of botanicals like the sages and rosemary. So as you may have guessed, this Luna aroma features the power of laurel, rosemary, and some of the sages, specifically common sage, clary sage, and white sage. I'm a blending fanatic. If you're into oils, you probably are too. So please go ahead and get your essential oils, one or all of those that I mentioned. And if you've spent time with me, you know that if you don't have the oils or all of them, what do you have around you? Do you have any sages growing in your garden or near you? Can you go buy some from a local grocer? Do you have laurel, rosemary, and sage in your kitchen herb collection? Maybe you have some powdered dried herbs. Go get some of those herbs to have and crush. Maybe you can make a tea, make a really nice infusion. And there are so many possibilities to be with the aromatics. So go ahead and prepare. Get your essential oil, the actual herb itself, whether it's fresh or it's dried. And you know where to find me. Just hit pause and come back when you're ready. So as we transition into the guided aromatic encounter, have your botanicals with you. I'm smelling my blend of laurel, rosemary, and the common clary and white sages. I'm putting some honey scent strip right now to have with me. As I spend time, you and I spend time together. Very lovely. All right, so I have my scent strip ready. And as we segue into this section, have a piece of paper and a pen and pencil with you. Just any way you can jot down any thoughts that come up during this time. This is very informal. Do what works for you. And find a comfortable seat. This might be kind of cheesy or not, but I think it's appropriate. I'm not above being cheesy. You might want to think of choosing to sit in thunderbolt pose or virasana, any modified version if you'd like, or maybe you'd like to lay down on your back to invite openness and receptivity to the guided aromatic encounter. So have your aromatics with you where you can smell them. And remember that aromatics are agents for change. And so we begin. Focus on the aromas before you. Breathe in and out. Close your eyes. Your mind is clear. You are receptive to the plants and their molecules, to their messages. Breathe. In your mind's eye, open your eyes. You are aware and find yourself at the edge of a large body of water. You look and look into the expansiveness of the horizon and cannot see land on the other side. Where are you? At the ocean's edge, on a great lake like Lake Superior or another large lake, one of the great seas of the world. It doesn't matter where. Vastness awaits, possibility, the unknown. Storm clouds are filling up the sky as a light breeze suddenly transforms into gusts of wind, blowing your hair and clothing. You feel powerful and charged by the wind. but experience tells you, you must take shelter. You know something is about to take place, something transformational. You see a building nearby. As you walk towards it, you notice it's a small cabin, and you head towards its welcoming front porch, seeking refuge. Upon arrival, under the safety of the front porch, you notice the cabin is surrounded by herbs. You know that someone takes care of this place. It is welcoming, safe, and clean. You go over to some of the plants and you run your hands over them, noticing some sage, laurel, and rosemary. And you gently take a few leaves of each, just a few, enough to have aromas with you and the joy of each herb. Suddenly, a lightning bolt dives from the clouds far away down into the vast undulating water that you can still see from the cabin. And then you hear the thunder rumbling a few seconds later. It is time to sit and transmute. You try the knob of the front door. The door easily opens, and you go inside, drawn to the hearth, where there are hot embers glowing. Someone was there, but you feel welcome. You're okay. And right beside the hearth is an inviting chair beckoning you. You are welcome. You are meant to be here. And you know what to do. You carefully place the aromatic herbs on the embers, releasing the aromas of sage, rosemary, laurel. Clear seeing awaits. Breathe in the aromas. You feel them rolling over you. With each in-breath is a lightning bolt, cutting away, cutting through something itching within you to transform. The pause between breaths is the pause between lightning and thunder. And your out-breath is the thunder, churning and scattering and changing. The energy is not going away. This part of you is not going away. It's changing. You are ready. Just remember to breathe in and smell the oils, the aromas, and you breathe in lightning. Pausing, one, two, three, and you exhale out your thunder breath. And continue to smell the oil, and you might want to exhale out a lion breath. Thunder and lightning. As you breathe passively but thoughtfully with awareness, smell the oil. And as you've been here, does a word or a thought or a feeling, is something stirring in you? Hold it and write it down. Take whatever came to you and work with it. Take it. Take that word, that feeling, that thought, and hold it in your mind. Maybe many things come to mind. Pick a few. Hold on to them. Hold the feeling. Hold the word. Whatever it is that you want to work with. Does it sit anywhere in your body? Notice your body. How do you feel? Notice how you feel in your body and where. Notice how your mind feels. What do you feel like? The emotions will pass. Now let's begin a series of breathing. Think of how you feel and breathe lightning into the word, the thing you are sitting with. What can that become? And exhale thunder. What can that word become? What can that feeling become? Now breathe lightning into the feelings, specifically the feelings going on in your body mind. As you breathe in, what can that become? And exhale thunder, transforming those feelings. What can those feelings become? And breathe lightning into the place of your body where you may be feeling whatever it is you are sitting with. And exhale thunder. What can that energy manifesting in your body become? How can you work with it? And just continue to breathe with the aromas. And take in one more breath of lightning, a shard of light cutting through, and breathe out thunder, scattering and transmuting what you are working with into something else, releasing, releasing, releasing. I invite you to do one more lion with me, to breathe in and out, lion. I'm gonna do one more time. And any lion face you wanna make, go and make it. It's your face, it's your time. In Thunder Moon time, we're still being meditative here. I want to share some thoughts about sage. Thunder Moon time can be harsh and potent. This intense weather we can get, the scary thunder and lightning, but exciting, exhilarating weather. The oils I chose can be harsh and potent. They must be worked with judiciously, but they help cut through. And when I was blending for this time, I decided to incorporate multiple sages, and in the past, I haven't done this. And when I was doing this, it really struck me how I realized I was honoring the archetypal triple goddess, the, quote, three women, maid, mother, wise elder, the crone, the crowned one. Common sage for the maiden, clary sage for the mother, and you can change those, you can interchange those two, and white sage for the crowned one. These are all inside of us, all these phases, all these, the triple goddess. And these are all oils, especially common sage and clary sage, to support womanhood, women throughout their cycles, and in menopause and after menopause. And white sage, when I reflect upon it, takes maturity. It is serious. It has the power of wisdom and someone wise. It cuts through and brings clarity and insight. Common sage does the same, but white sage is so much more intense. And this clarity, cutting, insight, these are things the crone has dominion over. And where I live, and this is similar, I mean, it depends on where you are in the world in the growth stages, but common sage blooms in the late and early summer. Maiden. Clary sage blooms in early July through midsummer if it is tended to properly. That would be mother. And here, in this zone and climate, white sage is an annual for me, for us. It has a hard chance of surviving. And I harvest the plant in the early to mid-fall during crone time to create smudge bundles and save for incense making or dried herb to crumble. And to be quite honest with you, this is what I love about this, is I didn't reflect upon these parallels until preparing for this Luna aroma. So there's always something to learn and reflect upon. So to close this pensive time, and there's still more to share, I will hit the singing bowl to end this time. And in the spirit of the triple goddess and the wildness of this time of year and the wild flowers, if you think about meadows and who you may see growing, and thinking of the wild weather and thunder and lightning, I want to share a poem that I absolutely love, a poem I've shared in the past. You'll see it on my website, a poem that still excites me to this day. and it's called The Other Woman by Twyla M. Hansen. As I picture her, she has no basil, no cumin, no sun-hardened hyssop, nor sage around her eyes. She never catnips, but laughs comfrey, tansy, with a primula smile. As I think of her, she is Angelica, foxglove and jasmine, somewhat peppermint, not letting you see all her saffron at once. One day, I'll meet her, that rue woman, that wild indigo teasel, somewhere neutral, free of woodruff and of dropwort, some summer savory. She's the nose set to lavender, eye full of sesame, ear-ringing rosemary. She's wind through wild thyme. That poem just makes me smile every time I read it, and the buildup, the excitement. And as I've been with this poem for a few years now, as I read it and digest it, from early on, it means nothing about the other woman, something threatening and outside of us or outside of me. To me, this poem is about the other woman within you, within me, about our potential, about our maiden, mother, crone, the different aspects of us. This poem is the variations and possibilities within each one of us of our potential, our joy and anger, the whole package. And how can we transform those, right, and transmute them when we need to be powerful? And when I say powerful, you know what I mean. It's not like I'm going to force something. It's power within you, power to be the best we can. And I find this poem and my interpretation of it incredibly liberating. And I wonder if you feel the same. So again, that's The Other Woman by Twyla M. Hansen. So, wow. As we wind down our time together and ease into the next moon time, midsummer, continue staying cool with oils suggested during strawberry moon time, such as lime, rose, vetiver, and turn to these sharper cutting oils that we explore today to help cut through crap and stagnation. Stagnation, like feeling that the draggy heat and humidity, or mental stagnation, right? Essential oils and aromatherapy are about mind-body shifting. And we want to turn to these oils, like the sages, the laurel, the rosemary, that may support discernment. Those sages, though, as I thought about this, watch out for that euphoric clary sage. That plant can take you away, carry you away sometimes, so you might need to come back and pair that with other oils, such as the blend I created. Sometimes we need to temper that joy and excitement and not get carried away in either direction, too up or too down. As the saying goes, not too tight, not too loose, not losing ourselves in either direction. So thank you, and head on over to nycaromatica.com for what I hope are, and I had fun writing them, they're important for me to write, so I share them, for inspirational articles on thunder and lightning and transformation, and plant talk profiles and videos specifically about laurel, rosemary, and clary sage. There are links in the show notes for the specific articles and videos. So thank you for taking time out of your day to connect with this experience, to give yourself time. And new moon, new intentions. Wishing you a peaceful new moon and moon time into moon time. Until the next time, ciao for now.